Much has changed since the worst terrorist attacks in American history 6 months ago. U.S.-led forces toppled the Taliban leaders in Afghanistan and delivered a serious blow to al-Qaeda, though officials say the war on terrorism is far from over. The economy slumped, but now it's showing signs of recovery. Today, Morning Edition begins a series of stories examining what's happened to Americans in the last 6 months and also considering what's ahead. NPR's Alex Chadwick discovered for some, looking ahead remains very difficult.
Horace Anthony Morris, Tony to his friends, called his dentist for an appointment the other day, and the secretary said, sure, come in on Monday.
The woman said, we'll get you in here on the 11th of March and immediately. Anytime I hear 11, it triggers this whatever it is in me right there, Odessa.
He is a professor of English at Howard University in Washington, D.C., a father, a grandfather, and, since September 11th, a widower. His wife, Odessa, was one of 125 people who died in the Pentagon. 64 more died on the plane that hit it. Tony had dropped off Odessa at the subway that morning. She was only going in to work for a few hours because September 11th was their 25th wedding anniversary. He drove on to campus, began a class, then heard the news. That night, he waited at home, friends and neighbors gathering, but no word, nothing. Sometime after midnight, he drove down to the site, and they let him through to see the ruined side of the building where his wife had worked as a budget analyst.
I stood there and looked at it, and it was one of those moments that you really realize what had happened. And I said, if she's in there, she's burnt completely. Or when you have this great faith, you think there's a hole in the bottom of the Pentagon that she just fell through and she's down there waiting for someone to rescue her.
And even today, 6 months later, he looks as though some part of him, right at the core, still holds on to that wild hope. She's not really gone, but she is. And Tony Morris has to remake his life. Mornings, he goes outdoors and across the yard to the fenced pasture where the goats are waiting. Her goats, 20 of them. And her two heifers. And the bull. Odessa and Tony built this place, almost an hour outside Washington, a big country home, 21 acres of land.
Yeah, she loved that. My grandparents had a farm in North Carolina, so I imagine that's what really attracted her to all this. I mean, I'm from Jamaica, where we used to have goats and stuff, but never anything like this. But here I am with all these animals.
The animals and their three kids. 25, 21, and 18, going to school, working, the middle one with a child of her own, and all of them still here, as though there's a Morris family gravity that no one really wants to escape. Odessa's gravity. She planted the garden, cooked the big meals, managed the finances, and now Tony does all that, operating, he says, on a kind of autopilot.
As if I'm standing in for someone else who couldn't do it.
But you're not really there emotionally.
No, wasn't there. It's a strange thing. To tell the truth, at this moment, I'm not even sure what I'm saying or how I'm dealing with the situation. Because after September 11th, it's just a day at a time. And curiously enough, I'm thinking about mortality in a very weird kind of way. Every single day, I'm saying, well, maybe I'll die today. I'm driving on a road, maybe there'll be an accident. It's not enough just abandoning anything, I have not, but it's a matter of thinking about today.
He stays busy trying to help the children. He wishes they would talk more about what happened, about their loss, let their wounds show, start to heal a little.
What are you doing for you?
What am I doing for me? I don't know, maybe I'm just doing it. Whatever I'm doing for her, I'm doing for me. I really can't answer that. What am I going to do? I can't holler at God. You know what I mean? It's like going to the wall and howling, nothing happens. Just go to the next moment, the next day, just live. What am I doing for me? I don't know. That's a good question.
Faith Helps. Odessa and Tony first met in church. He's an assistant pastor at the new Mount Olivet Apostolic Church.
But faith is a strange thing. It tells you more than you can even put your hand on.
Spring's coming now.
Yeah, and that means going outside working. And I look forward to that. In fact, a friend of mine said we should build something out front with her name on it. So there's a great deal to be done around here in spring. Elliot said the coolest time of the year. Maybe this spring is going to be for me. But we'll survive. There's a lot to be done.
A lot to be done. There are the animals to attend to, the errands to run for the kids, and some days, he does start to think about what he's going to have to do pretty soon. There's a robe Odessa wore, the last thing she had on before she dressed for work that morning. She dropped it on a chair upstairs. It's still there. So is everything else.
I can't touch anything. Period. I don't know how to touch it. I don't know what to do with it. Give them away. I don't know how to give them away. I don't know. I want to see people wearing them.
But you can't leave things in your room the way they are forever.
No, I know that. But when is it going? I mean, I don't know. I'm saying maybe I'll do it in the spring. Spring break is coming up. I'll see what happens then. I'm going to challenge myself to do something.
Later today, one of Odessa and Toni Morris's kids and a grandchild are going to the White House, where President Bush is meeting with some families of the September 11th victims. Toni is going to skip it. He's got that dentist appointment, and this is a teaching day for him at Howard, and after that he's going to go back home, feed the goats, maybe be alone for a little while, think about spring break next week. It's going to be difficult. A week in this big house, so full of everything, and the time so empty. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.